Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circle card.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
All In with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. We're going to sit down and talk with Biff Yeager. He played character of Tom in Stars Hollow's Contractor, frequently featured when there is construction or renovation around town. He first appears as a head contractor on the Habitat for Humanity project. Rory assists for extracurricular application points. Biff Yeager portrays Tom the contractor in Gilmore Girls for 13 episode first appearance, season 2, episode 2, Hammers and Veils, last appearance, season 6, episode 3, The Ungraduate. Let me tell you a little bit about Biff Yeager. He's appeared in such TV shows as Star Trek, Next Generation, The Wonder Years, Scrubs. He played Lieutenant Commander Argyle in Star Trek, The Next Generation, the gym teacher in Seinfeld, maintenance worker George in Parks and Recreation, Bob in Bunheads, and Tom, local contractor, Gilmore Girls. Here's his film credits. Ready? Batman Returns, Black Samurai, Repo Man, Prime Risk, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Savage Dawn, Sid and Nancy, Straight to Hell, Walker, Bonsai Runner, Edward Scissorhands. Have you heard of that movie, Edward Scissorhands? Another You, Headless Body in a Topless Bar, Best Men Paris, White Oleander. Let's bring him in, my friend. Biff Yeager.
How you doing, Scott?
Biff, how are you? How you been? What have you been up to, my friend?
Not a whole bunch. How about you?
Oh, man, a whole bunch. Enough for both of us, I guess. I don't know.
I'm good. That's great.
So we know you as Tom the Contractor. You just appeared in this week's episode working at the Dragonfly Inn. Tell us how you got cast in the part.
Well, originally I read for Taylor's role. That was the first year.
Oh, wow.
And that didn't work out. I didn't get it, which I'm very happy with, because I don't think anyone could have done it better than Taylor. And then the following year, they called me back for Tom for that. The one little thing with, I guess, when Rory was building a house for Habitat. And from that, they called me back.
Oh, so, great. Right.
One thing about that, about that episode was, though, they wouldn't let me use the power saw at that time.
No.
And even when I did use it for Taylor's thing, I screwed it up and jammed the wood.
There you go. Yeah.
So they were smart. They were smart.
So you came in season two. Were you aware of the show before you came in? Had you seen the show?
Yeah, I saw a few episodes. My daughter started watching it a lot, too.
And what did you think of the show?
And that was cute. I think it was a great, I've watched all the episodes now, all 7 years. And I think it's just a fun show for family, for mother and daughter, especially.
What were your initial impressions of your first day on set? What do you still remember about it? What can you tell us?
Well, like I said, that incident with the saw, as a matter of fact, when I was using the hand saw.
So wait a minute. So you're surrounded by all of these electrifying personalities, people filled with charisma and talent, and you remember the saw.
Yes.
Is that what you're telling us? Okay.
That was so awkward because further on, when they had to use a hand saw, they wouldn't let Rory stand near me while I was hand sawing.
Probably a good idea.
So that was memorable.
So, well, that's good. So many Gilmore fans of all ages, do they all remember you as Biff? Did they stop you wherever you are in the street and say?
Not too many. As a matter of fact, some people, when they follow me on Twitter, some people just follow me for whatever reason. And I ask them if they're fans of the show and they say, who did you play?
No.
So I have to remind them. And then they say, oh, yes, I remember. I love your character.
I would have thought they would remember your voice. If they didn't recognize you, they'd remember your voice.
A lot of people do. A lot of people do. But some of them don't. You know, some of them just, I don't know. They just... There's so many shows on the air, and they watch this one, and they watch other ones, and confused characters. Some people remember me from Star Trek, some from Gilmore Girls. You know, it's from all of it. I walked into a comedy review one time with a friend of mine, and as I was signing in, the woman behind the desk said, I remember you. You were in that UCLA film years ago.
A film that of little note, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, except that I met my wife in the film.
That's there you go. So that's a
there was a note there.
that's a big note. Good for you. So where do you think Tom would be today?
Today he'd probably be on a deserted island building a little tiki shack.
Okay, sounds good, Tom. So he was on for 13 episodes throughout the series and was a part of A Day in the Life during the summer episode, or A Year in the Life. How is it going back to Stars Hollow after 9 years?
I really enjoyed it. I don't know if you know, but I did Bunheads, a couple episodes of that in between. So I saw a lot of the same people. And I met, now I'm going to embarrass myself. I can't remember her name. The woman that starred in Bunheads. What was her name? Do you remember her name?
Sutton Foster?
Yes. Sutton. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And her Lauren was standing together. Wow, my memory has really gone bad. It's a good thing I don't have to memorize too many lines anymore. But anyhow, her and Lauren were standing together, and I went up and I hugged them both. I said, my two famous leading ladies, they looked at me as if, who are you?
Oh, man.
But it was fun. I enjoyed coming back on A Year in the Life. That was really fun. I did enjoy that.
Right. So have you seen the show lately? How long has it been since you've actually seen the show?
I think about a year or two ago, I went through all 7 years watching them all.
So do you recall a scene or a contracting job that Tom did that was your particular favorite?
I think one of them was, I have a couple, I guess, but one of the main ones was when we were, Lauren and I were talking side by side about renovating the stable for the inn for the horses or something like that. And we had a long time between takes, of course, staying together. And I looked at her, and it just struck me at that time, and I knew her eyes were very blue, but it struck me. I said, God, you've got the most beautiful blue eyes. Mm. And I don't know if it embarrassed her or what, but that image, that moment really struck me.
Right.
She does have beautiful blue eyes.
Yeah, very distracting.
I'm sure you know, Scott.
Very distracting. I used to look off to the side so I could remember my lines, you know, otherwise, yes. my brain would turn into tapioca. And I wasn't that far off, you know, to begin with. So you've worked on some really, really iconic TV series and films. Do you have a favorite role that you've played?
Gee, I don't think so. I mean, I always enjoy something new, you know. Thinking back, I'm trying to think. I know Gilmore Girls was...
Unfortunately, your credits are pretty sparse. Let me just read off a few of them. Batman Returns, Black Samurai, Repo Man, Prime Risk, Girls, Just Want to Have Fun, Savage Dawn, Sid and Nancy, Straight to Hell, Walker, Bonsai Runner, Edward Scissorhands, who's heard of that? Another You, Headless Body in a Topless Bar, Best Men, Paris, and White Oleander. Plus Star Trek, The Next Generation, Seinfeld, Parks and Recreation, Bunheads, as you've mentioned, and obviously Gilmore Girls. So you really haven't done that much, Tom.
No, I really haven't.
Poor guy.
I'm struggling to get more going.
You really got to get it together, man. So what do you have a favorite memory from any of those?
Well, actually, my favorites are some of the directors I worked with. Again, the memory goes to hell. The tapioca is working there. Batman Returns, Tim Burton.
Oh, sure.
I really enjoyed working with him. I did, I think, 3 shows with him. Repo Man. Who directed Repo Man?
I don't know. I know Burton did Scissorhands and Batman Returns, right? Yeah.
It'll come to me after a while. I'll blurt it out as we talk.
How is he different from other directors?
Very laid back. Didn't really push too much on demanding and things, kind of let the actors do what they wanted, which is fun. I mean, he didn't, if it was going off, he'd certainly try to straighten them out, but he let them give them their head to do what they felt the character needed, you know, which I enjoy. I like doing that.
Ant, let me ask you, what is your favorite memory of Gilmore Girl? The one that really sticks with you of being on that show, the one experience.
Well, I don't know if it's a favorite or not, but during the opening of the inn, I do remember, this one was a little embarrassing to me, but I was supposed to be a little tipsy, a little drunk. And we did that take about 15 or 20 times, and I just didn't get what Amy, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, God almighty. The tapioca is really there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she was too happy with what we finally had. I was really kind of felt disappointed in myself for not fulfilling that one thing that she wanted.
You had to play a drunk scene as Tom?
Yeah. Yeah, I was in, the first time I was in a suit in the opening of the inn.
Oh, right. They threw a party.
So that really stuck out. In my mind, because I was disappointed in myself. As actors tend to do when they don't get that little thing that the director wants.
Right, you know? right. When in all probability, you probably got it 4 takes before, right? And they're just...
I don't know. We at least we put it in the can one way or the other.
You get it in the can and you try not to think about it afterwards. Just let it go.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's in treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right, we are going to play Tom. I'm sorry, Biff. See, you're so good. I called you by your character name. We're going to play a little game called Rapid Fire.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You ready?
The tapioca works.
Stop thinking of her blue eyes. Stop it. Do not think of Lauren Graham's blue eyes staring back at you. Don't do it. It's going to be a big distraction. Okay? All right. How many cups of coffee do you have per day?
4 or 5.
How many blue eyes does Lauren Graham have?
3. Oh, 2. I'm sorry.
Are you Team Logan, Team Jess, or Team Dean?
Team Dean. What? Actually, Team Dean.
What color are Lauren Graham's eyes?
Purple.
What?
They're blue, of course. Beautifully blue.
What would you order at Luke's Diner?
Coffee.
Coffee.
And a crumb bun.
And some.
That's the East Coast, so there'd definitely be a crumb bun.
And a side of blue eyes. Would you rather go on a road trip with Taylor or Michelle?
Michelle.
Finish the lyric, and where you lead, I will follow, ...
For a beer.
Anywhere that there's blue eyes waiting to stare back at me. Jackson's vegetables or Suki's baked goods?
Suki's baked goods.
There you go. Would you rather listen to Drella's harp or the Troubadours cover songs?
Troubadours.
Mm. What vocabulary words did Liza Wheel teach you on set?
Hell. I don't know.
Chilton Prep or Stars Hollow High?
Stars Hollow High.
There you go, Tom. It's been a blast, my friend. Everybody, and don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com. Oh, you Gilmore fans, if you're looking for the best cup of coffee in the world, go to my website for my company, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com, ScottyP.com. Grade one specialty coffee.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and in the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.